Today's Amud is Yivamas Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ptsuat Dako Krush Avcha. These people have injuries to their Malkim Erva, and the halacha is that they're not allowed to marry into the Kahal Hashem. They're mutarin b'giyores and mishuchreres. They are allowed to marry a woman who was born a Gaya, and then she was converted, or she was a slave and she was freed, and now she's a full-fledged Jewess. Lamaisa, she's not considered Kahal Hashem. It's really by Gioiris as a Machlekes Tanayim. If Kahal Geirim is considered Kahal Hashem, the Tan of our Mishnah is going like the Shitais who say that Kahal Geirim is Einei Nikra Kahal. Mamela, since it's not included in Kahal Hashem, a Betzua Daka and a Kur Shavcha are allowed to marry a Gioiris and a Meshuchares. The Einan Asurin Elamulavoy be Kahal. They only are not allowed to marry women who are born Jewish. They are part of the Kahal Hashem. Shenemers, the Pasuk says, the way the Torah words the Isser is that they can't marry into the Kahal Hashem. It doesn't say that they can't marry a Yisraelis. A Gioiris is a full-fledged Jewess. It's just that she's not called Kahal Hashem, and that's the Maisa, excluded from the Isser, because the Isser was only said about Kahal Hashem. Now, the Boyim name Rav Sheshes, they asked the Shiloh from Rav Sheshes, Ptsua Daka Kohen Mahu Begeris and Meshuchreres. We know Ptsua Daka is allowed to marry a Geris and a Meshuchreres, because a Geris and Meshuchreres are not called Kal Hashem. What about if he's a Kohen? Normally a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Geris and a Meshuchreres. So what about if he's a Ptsua Daka? Does that make things different? A Kohen is a Ptsua Daka, does that make him now mutter to marry a Geris and a Meshuchreres? The Shiloh is, Bikdushte Kai Vaasir, do we say that even though he becomes a Ptsua Daka, well, Ma'isa, he still has Kedushas Kuhuna, and therefore he's going to be Aser to marry a Gyeres and a Meshuchreres. Or maybe, maybe he loses his Kedusha because he became a Ptsudak or a Krushavcha, and now it's going to be Mutzer from to marry a Gyeres and a Meshuchreres. So does a person who becomes a Ptsudaka lose his Kedusha or not? That's really the Yisayid of the Shaila. So I'm going to lay Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, I'll prove to you the Halacha, not from a Kain, but from Yisrael. I'll show you a Raya about whether or not a person loses his kedusha when he becomes a Ptsua Daka. Because Tanisua, we learned that Ptsua Daka Yisrael Mutar Benesina. It says that a Ptsua Daka, who's a Yisrael, he's allowed to marry a Nesina. Even though normally a Yid is not allowed to marry a Nesina. A Nesina is a group of people that during the times of Yeshua, when Yeshua went to conquer Eretz Yisrael, so they had a tzivoy to kill all the Goyim that lived in Eretz Yisrael. There was a group of Goyim who came from Eretz Yisrael. They pretended to come from a far, far away place. They made themselves look all tired, all worn out, and they tricked Yeshua into thinking that they're not from Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua made a peace treaty with them that he wouldn't kill them. And Lemaisa, then it was this Gala that no, they were really one of the Umais from Eretz Yisrael. And so there's an Isser to marry a Nesina. A Yisrael that's a Ptsua Daka, the Braisa says, is allowed to marry a Nesina. Now, Visa Kadaita Pekadush Dekai, and if you're going to tell me that Yisrael, who becomes a Ptsua Daka, that when someone becomes a Ptsua Daka, he remains with his Kedusha, so Ikri Kanlo is Chatin Bam. Why don't we apply over here the Isser that a person's not allowed to marry one of the Umais from Eretz Yisrael? He's not allowed to marry a Nesina. Alamaya must be that he loses his Kedusha, and that's why he's allowed to marry a Nesina. So to a Kayin who becomes a Ptsua Daka, he loses his Kedusha, and he'd be allowed to marry a Geris and a Meshuchreres. To which the Gemara says, I'm a Rav. A Rav says, no. Atu Hasa Mishum Kedusha V'lav Kedusha Hu. There, when we discuss the fact that normally it's Aser for Yisrael to marry a Nesina, that when he becomes a Ptsua Daka, it's Mutter. That has to do with whether or not he has Kedusha as Yisrael. It's nothing to do with Kedusha. Dilma Mailid Ben V'azu Paloch Avedis Kechavim. The reason why normally it's Aser for Yisrael to marry one of the Umayis married Yisrael to marry a Nesina is because maybe they'll have a child together, and then the Nesina will take the child after her, and the son will grow up and end up serving Avodah Zarah. It has nothing to do with the Kedusha as Yisrael. It has to do with the fear of what could happen to the child. So now, V'hani Mili B'yaisen Avdei Kechavim. That whole Isser only applies to a Nesina while they're still a Goya. But when they convert, so really, it's technically Midaraisa, there's no Isser. There's no Isser. Nesina that converts, Ba'atzim, one of the Zayin Umayis that convert, so the Ba'atzim, there's no Isser of Leisis Chatein Bam, because you don't have that fear anymore of them taking your son off the Derech. So really, Midaraisa, it's Mutter once they convert. It's just that the Rabbanan made a Gzeira, you still can't marry them. However, the Rabbanan only made the gzeira when the person's able to have children, because then there's still lamaisa, maybe some level of chashash that they'll go off. But over here, Ptsuadaka, the Lav Barludi, Loigazube Rabbanan. Since he can't have children, that's why he's mutter to marry a Nesina. Meaning the Gemara is saying, you thought in the Havamina. You want to bring a riot from the fact that Yisrael who becomes a Ptsuadaka can marry a Nesina. That it must be he loses his Kedusha. The Gemara is saying that no, the Lamdis over there is totally different. The reason why normally it's Aser after the Nesina converts is only Nesid Rabbanan. Because maybe they'll have children, maybe the child will go off. And the reason why by when he becomes a Ptsuadaka, Yisrael that becomes a Ptsuadaka, it's mutter from to marry Nesina is because now that chashash doesn't exist anymore because he can't have children. To which the Gemara says, El Me'ata, if that's the yisoid of the Isser and the Heter for a Psuadaka to marry a Nesina, so Mamzer de Baraludi Hachanami Dasser. So then it should come out that if you have a Mamzer, who's not a Ptsuadaka, just not a Mamzer who's able to have children, it should be Aser for a Mamzer to marry a Nesina, because maybe they'll have a child that will go off Vahatanabi. Yet we learned in the Mishnah that Mamzerim Nesina Mutarim Lavi Zabizet, the Mamzer is allowed to marry a Nesina. So how could you say that the Yisoid of this or marrying a Nesina has something to do with the children, and when it's only when someone's not a Baruludi, so then it's Mutter? Lamaisa, it says that a Mamzer is allowed to marry in the Sina, even though he could very well go ahead and have children. So says the Gemara, Ella, the Pshad is that Ki Gazer Rabbanan Bikshirim, is that it's true that really, like we're saying, that that has to do with having children, but the Rabbanan were only Gazer, this thing about maybe they'll have a child together when the Yisrael is a Kasher. But Bipsulim Loi Gazer Rabbanan, but when the person's a Pasul, when the person's a Mamzer, when the person's a Ptsuadaka, so then in Bechal they didn't make it such a Gzeira. Rashi explains it because it's a Milsad Loi Shricha, Psulim are not Kamen, and therefore the Rabbanan Pashan were never Gazer on Psulim, they were only geyser on Ksherim. But Al Kopanim, there's no riot from the fact that a Ptsuadaka can marry a Nesina, that a Yisrael who becomes a Ptsuadaka, that anyone who becomes a Ptsuadaka loses his Kedusha. It has nothing to do with Kedusha, it has to do with having children, by Psulim they were Loi Gazru, or by, it's not even Shaykh anyways by Ptsuadaka, nothing to do with Kedusha though, so there's no riot from here that someone who becomes a Ptsuadaka loses his Kedusha. That's how Rava rejected the Raya. However, Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava said, no, not so fast. Really, I think it is a good Raya. Really, the fact that Yisrael could marry, when he becomes a Ptsuadaka, could marry a Nesina, lav milsehi, it's not true what I said, that it's really an only Nesad Rabbanan to marry a Nesina that converts, and it's only because of having a child. No, that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. Really, it has to do with Kedusha. And my Raya is that is because it can't be that when the Torah said Leisis Chatein Bam, that was talking about Nesina who's not Jewish. And that really, once they convert, the Isser is only the Rabbanan. It can't be that the Iker Isser is talking about a Goya who never converted, because B'yaisin Ovdi Kechavim, while she's still a Goya, Laslu Chasnas. There's no such thing. It wouldn't make sense to say the Lashon of Chasnas. Chasnas you only say when there's a Tfisas Kedushin. By a Goya, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. It wouldn't make sense that the Torah would use a Lashon, Laisis Chatein Bam. So Nizgairu Islu Chasnas. It's only when they convert, that's when there's a Tfisas Kedushin, that's when technically there's chasnas. So when the Torah says leisis chatein bam, it's talking about the shiva umas. It's talking about the nesina who converts. That's not an issa derabbanan. It's an issa deraisa. So we lost out our whole thing that there's no gzeira by these cases, by psulim, by people who can't have children, that the rabbanan weren't geyser. No, this has nothing to do with issa derabbanan. This is a full fledged issa deraisa, and it has to be like that, because otherwise the Torah wouldn't use a lashon of sis chatein. It must be we're talking about even after they convert. And afal pikein, the Torah says it's usher to marry any one of the shiva umais. Once it's an issa d'araisa, so then we're not going to be mechalik between a Ptsuadaka and not a Ptsuadaka, and it must be the fact that the Ptsuadaka Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina, that must be a raya that he's not, that he loses his Kedushas Yisrael. There's no other explanation. It's not an issa d'rabbanan, it's an issa d'araisa. So why when he becomes a Ptsuadaka can he marry a Nesina? It must be taka because he loses his Kedusha, and so to a Kayen who becomes a Ptsuadaka, he'd be able to marry Giyores. Now says the Gemara that Rava really predicated what he just said based on the fact that it's not shayach chasnas by a Goya, because there's no tefisas kedushin, it's not shayach the word chasnas. Masiv Rav Yosef, however, asked Rav Yosef, is that really true? But the pasuk says v'yischatin Shlomo is bas parah melech Mitzrayim. It says that Shlomo melech married bas parah melech Mitzrayim, and it uses this lashon of chasnas, even though she was a Goya, she was bas parah. So says the Gemara, no, Gyure Gairush. He converted her, and then he married her, and that's how it is Shayach Lashon of Chasnas. Ask the Gemara, how could you say he converted her? Since things were going so well for Klal Yisrael, so they didn't convert people during the times of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Well, says the Gemara, yeah, but midu time ela l'shocha malachim. That's only because we don't trust that the ger is converting with the right intentions. It could be they're just converting because things are going well for Klal Yisrael and they want to join in. But halay tzrichalay. But over here, bas paray, she was anyways a bas melech. She was anyways bas paray. So therefore, if she wanted to convert, we are able to trust that she's doing it with the right intentions, and Mamela could be that this pasuk is talking about that Shlomo converted Bas Parai, and that's why it uses a lashon of chasnas. Well, says the Gemara, it still doesn't help us the fact that he converted her. It's still not tfisas kedushin because the typically the hamitzris rishainahi. Because even if she converted, she was Bas Parai Melech Mitzrayim, so she's a mitzris rishaina. She's a first generation mitzris convert, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to marry a first generation mitzris convert. V'chi teima hanech azli la'alma v'hani achrini ninu. So maybe you'll say that no, she's not really a mitzras, even though she's bas parei melech mitzrayim. But when the Torah says that you can't marry a mitzras rishayna, that you can only marry only the third generation can marry into the Kal Hashem, so that's not talking about the people living in Mitzrayim nowadays. That's talking about people that were living in Mitzrayim bisman parei, the original parei, like by Yitzias Mitzrayim, who they all died. So v'chitei mahanech azi la'alma, those people already left this world. V'hani achrinin enu, the people living in Egypt are not really the real Egyptians, so that can't be. Vatani, we learned in the Raisa, and Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, lived way after Parei Melech Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yehuda said that Minyamin Ger Mitzri Hayali Chavir. I had a friend, Minyamin Ger Mitzri, so he was a Ger Mitzri, and Mitamide Rabbi Akiva, he was from the students of Rabbi Akiva, and Amar, and this Minyamin Ger Mitzri said to me, that Ani Mitzri Rishain, I'm a first generation Mitzri convert, Venesati Mitzris Rishaina, and I married a Mitzris Rishaina, which is mother, so my child is now a Mitzri Sheni, so Asi Levni Mitzris Shnia, I'm going to marry my son off to a second generation Mitzris, Kadeshiyeh Ben Beni Roy Lavai Bekal, so that my grandson should be a third generation Mitzri and allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. So you see, he's reckoning with this Isra of a Mitzri, even nowadays, it is still considered the Mitzrayim. And if so, how would it help to say that Shlomo Melech converted this Bas Parai? Anyway, she's a Mitzris Rishon. Mitzvah Rishayna, Samra Papa, that Ein Echanami, that Ein Anon Mishleima Leika Leiku Venase. Boy, you're trying to ask a kasha that you see Shlomo Melech married a Gaya, and it says a Lashon of Chasnos. So you see, it is Shayach Lashon of Chasnos by a Gaya. No, what are you talking about? You can't ask questions from Shlomo HaMelech, because Shlomo Lo Nasev Midi. Shlomo didn't even marry her. He wasn't even married to the woman. So the fact that it says Lashon of Chasnos over here clearly doesn't mean it. Dichsid Be, because it says about Shlomo HaMelech that Min Agayim Asher Amar Hashem Al Bnei Yisrael Leisavayu Behem Behem Leyavayu Bechem, from the people that Hashem said you can't marry them and they can't marry you, Achim Yatu Aslevavam Achre Eloheihem, because they'll turn your hearts after their gods. Behem Davak Shlomo La'ahava. It says that Shlomo Melech attached themselves to them out of love. So you see, it wasn't an actual kedushin. He just attached himself to them. So there's no question from Shlomo Melech that it definitely wasn't a chasnas. Elikasha of Yischasen. So why does the pasuk say a lashon of chasnas? Mitaych avi yaseiver sha'ahava ma'ala lavakasev kilu nischatin ba. The pasuk is saying that because he loved her so much, it's as if he married her. But really, that's definitely not a real chasnas over there, because Shlomo Melech didn't even give her a ring. He didn't marry her bichlal. He just attached himself to her, and therefore there's no kasha from there. Really, when there's no tefisas kedushin, it's not shayach lashon of chasnas. Now, I'm really Ravina l'Ravashi. Says Ravina to Ravashi, but is it true that a Ptsuadaka, so he's allowed to, a Yisrael Ptsuadaka is allowed to marry a Nesina? Is that really true? We brought a Braisa that said that before, that Yisrael becomes a Ptsuadaka, he's allowed to marry a Nesina. Is that true? I'm really Ravina to Ravashi, is that true? Vahanan Tanan, but look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah lists the people that a Ptsuadaka is allowed to marry. It says, Ptsuadaka Kurshavcha, Mutar Begiris and Meshuchreris. It says, who is he allowed to marry? A Giris and Meshuchreris. Haba Nesina Asiri. It's Mashma that he's not allowed to marry a Nesina. So Amar Lei, so Ravashi said back to Ravino, Utameh, according to you, you want to be Madaik from our Mishnah, that it says all the people he's allowed to marry, Amos Eva, look at the end of the Mishnah. It says who he's usher to. It says, Ve'ina Nasura and Ela Milavai B'Kahal. It says the only people he's usher to is the Kahal Hashem, HaNesina Sharu. So from the Seif of the Mishnah, it's Mashma that he is allowed to marry a Nesina. Ela Mihal, like a Lamash Ravina. It must be our Mishnah's Lav Dafka, so you cannot bring a Raya either way from our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Beiter, Amayni Mayavi Asura and Visura Nisraila. And Amayni and Amayavi, a ger from Amayn or Mayav, they are not allowed to marry into the Kalashem, even after they convert. And their Isser is forever, all generations, even a tenth generation, Amayni or Mayavi, is not allowed to marry into the Kalashem. But there's also a big kula by Amayn and Mayav, and that is that the women from Amayn and Mayav, even a first generation Giyres, is allowed to marry into the Kalashem. That's when it comes to Amayn and Mayav. Mitzri, the Adoimi, Eina Masurim, Ela Ad Shalish Adoiris. By Mitzri and Adoimi, when you have a convert, so the Isser only lasts until the third generation. And that's also as a Chumra, that it's Echad Zuchar Vechan Ekevai. So there's no difference between males and females. Even females is only by the third generation. However, Rav Shimon Matir as a Nekevis Miyad. Rav Shimon was Matir, a Nekeva Giyres, a Giyres from Adam and May, Mitzri and Adamus, he was Matir her to marry into the Kalashem right away. She does not have to wait until the third generation. And I'm Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said to prove his point, he said, Kavuchaymer Advarma, a simple Kavuchaymer. Uman, B'malkum Sha'asar, Esa Zachar, and Isser Eilam, look by Amun Umayav, where there's an Isser forever on the males, yet Hitzer as a Nekevis Miyad. Yet in the Kevis are mutter right away. So Makam Shali Asr as a Zacharim Ela Ad Shali Shadiris. So by Mitzri and Adaimi, where the Torah only asked three generations until the third generation, so Eini Din Shanatars and the Kevis Miyas, so you see it's a less Chamer Isser, so certainly we should be Makam in the Kevis right away. However, Amru Loi, they said back to Rab Shimon that in Halacha in the Kabbal, if you have a Messiah that's the Halacha, that's the Din, so fine, we'll accept it. However, Vimla Din, if you're just making up your own Kabbal Chaymer, so Yesh Tshuva, we do have a response to that it's not a good Kavul Chaymer. However, Amr Lehem, Rav Shimon said back to them that Lai ki halacha ani aimer, that no, I'm not making up this Kavul Chaymer, this is a halacha, this is a Messiah that they have from my Rebbeim, that this is the halacha. Again, a little bit early on the Amud, but Bez Hashem will continue from here in the following shir.